Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And this is just a quick video to give some of my thoughts on Botswana. You know, I've been here for 2-3 days now, and this is my first time ever coming to the continent of Africa. And a lot of people are asking, you know, what things are like here. So I'm just going to explain some of the things that I've picked up over the last few days. First of all, I just want to say I love it here. This country is a great place. Everybody's been super nice, super friendly. Everywhere that we go, I haven't run into a single person yet that was rude to me or that, you know, was a pain in the neck in any way, shape, or form. I mean, everybody's been great. Everybody's really friendly here. The people are really receptive to the gospel. And, you know, I feel totally safe here. It doesn't seem to be a high crime type place whatsoever. In fact, me and a couple of the guys that are with us, we actually went running last night, and we were just, you know, kind of running through the streets just on a jog. And we ran by this bar, and I mean, there were like several hundred people in the parking lot of this bar, across the street from this bar, at the bar, just all partying. And we just jogged right by, and people were just smiling and waving to us and totally cool about everything. And we get a little further down the road, just jogging down the road, and a guy just kind of pulled up to us in his car and just asked us, "Hey, you guys okay? Everything good?" You know, he was going to help us out if we needed help. But yeah, everybody's been real nice and helpful, and so we're having a super good time. As far as what the landscape looks like, the plant life is pretty much the exact same plant life as Arizona. I was pretty surprised to just look at every plant and recognize it from Arizona because it's the same type of a desert climate here. So one of the first things that I noticed about the culture that's really different than America is that people here are super clean. Like they're like obsessed with cleanliness. I was kind of blown away by that. They literally are taking 2 showers every single day. I mean, they get up in the morning and they take a shower religiously, and they take a shower at night religiously, and they clean the house top to bottom first thing every morning. And so there's a really big emphasis on cleanliness. I mean, they're washing their cars meticulously. And so very clean people. You know, I mean, I'm used to, in the United States, you take a shower like every day, every other day. But they were kind of just horrified by that here. That, you know, that you're skipping any of your twice daily showers. Another thing that's really different here is that nobody has unlimited cell phone minutes or unlimited cell phone data. So, you know, it's all about, you know, purchasing airtime. You have to keep buying airtime and buying data for your phone. And so there's just a constant reloading of airtime and talking about airtime and, you know, swapping of SIM cards and everything. So it's just really a lot more complicated here with the phones. They spend a lot of time, it seems, using their cell phones. And so they have to, you know, keep getting more airtime and everything like that. And then another thing is that they one cool thing, they had this hand washing custom. So like when you sit down to eat in the home, the lady of the house will come over with like a bucket of water. She has like an empty bucket, and then she has like a mug of warm water. And you hold out your hands and she'll pour the warm water on your hands while you wash your hands into a bucket. So I thought that was pretty cool. And they do have really strong male-female roles here. You know, first of all, when you go around town, you see a lot of the ladies are dressed very nice. They're wearing, you know, modest skirts and everything like that. And there's a strong emphasis, like they don't want you as a man to do any type of, you know, what would be considered like womanly work. They're very strong emphasis on men doing their thing and women doing their thing. So that was pretty cool. And then most people here apparently go to church because they were talking about how when we go to church on Sunday, there's going to be traffic. And I said, well, why would there be traffic on a Sunday? And he said, well, because everybody's going to church. Whereas in the United States, Sunday is a day with the least traffic because of the fact that, you know, most people don't go to church. So that was pretty interesting. And then let's see here. What else? There's these people here seem to be really proud to be from Botswana or living in Botswana. Right now, this month is actually the 50-year anniversary of Botswana's independence. And so everybody is wearing these shirts. So, you know, I bought a couple of the shirts actually, but they're all wearing these Botswana 50-year anniversary shirts. I think literally 50% of the people in this country are wearing these shirts. I mean, it looks like a uniform almost, but you walk through the stores, you walk down the street, and just everybody's wearing it. So, you know, I bought one so I could fit in, right? And then, the language. So, you know, I knew that English was an official language here, but I knew that they also have their local Setswana language. Here's how it basically works. Virtually everyone here knows English at some level. The younger people know English really well, and then people that are a little older don't know it so well, but everybody has some knowledge of English. The signs everywhere are in English. English is on the radio. I mean, everything is English in that sense. But the people themselves don't speak English. I mean, they understand English. They can speak English, but they talk in Setswana all day long. Like, you walk through the store, restaurants, walk down the street, you don't hear people speaking English. Everybody's speaking Setswana. And the people that we're staying with are constantly speaking Setswana to each other. So I'm trying to learn and pick up some of the Setswana. Unfortunately, I spent like three hours a day for 2.5 months learning Afrikaans. But that's not really coming in very handy right now, since I didn't end up going to South Africa. But the local language, Setswana, is a lot harder than Afrikaans because it's not a European language. But that's what they speak. But then if you talk to them in English, they can definitely understand and communicate with you in English, no problem. But it doesn't seem to be their language of choice. So one of the things that I'm kind of having trouble adapting to is the fact that things move slowly here. You know, and I'm kind of an impatient person. I'm a very fast-moving, fast-paced kind of a person. Like, you know, I just want to go, 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 go. And I also want to, like, hurry up and do things really efficiently. And they don't seem to have a concept of that here. I mean, it's just everything is slow. You know, everything just takes longer, and there's a lot of waiting. And also, I'm trying to do things efficiently. Like, hey, you go there, I'll go here. You know, we can get two or three things done at a time. Whereas it seems like they don't like, you know, they want us all to stay together and just wait. And then we're waiting for this person, waiting for that person. There's just a lot of waiting, which I'm not used to. So that's probably been the hardest thing for me. Everything else I've really loved about the culture and loved about being here. That's the thing that I'm kind of struggling with, is just all the waiting. But anyway, the other thing is that when you go to stores, there's just so many people working there. You know, sometimes in the United States, you're kind of searching for staff. You're searching for somebody who works there to help you out. Here, there's just abundance of people working. And jobs that you would expect to take like one person, they'll send three. They'll send four. There's just groups of people all the time. So like, for example, we had some chairs delivered to the church building. And they're just these plastic chairs. I mean, they're not heavy or anything. You know, in America, if you had chairs delivered, one guy would show up, the driver. He would get out and unload the chairs. Of course, they show up with three guys to unload the chair. You know, it's just everything is like that. There's just always just groups of people. Instead of one security guard outside, there's three of them. You know, three workers, five workers everywhere you go. So that was a lot different. And then as far as the food, I mean, the food's been great. You know, I've really enjoyed the food. I've eaten a lot of the local homemade food, and then we've also gone out to eat for some of the meals. They don't really go out to eat much, the people that we're with normally, but, you know, since they have visitors and, you know, it's a big event, they're doing it as a treat. You know, we'll go out and eat at some of the local restaurants, but they usually eat at home. And the homemade traditional food has been a lot better than the out-to-eat food, of course. So at home, we've been eating nothing but the most, you know, authentic Botswana staples. And so I've really enjoyed that. I don't really know how to describe it to you, but it's all been super good food. I've really liked it. And they like to drink a lot of Coca-Cola here, I noticed too, which is funny because before I came here, pretty much everything that I knew about Botswana came from this movie that I saw as a kid called The Gods Must Be Crazy. So when I was a kid, that was one of my parents' favorite movies, and we had it on VHS, so I've probably literally seen that movie like 30 times as a kid. And, you know, obviously movies don't necessarily accurately depict what things are really like, but the movie all centers around a Coke bottle. So it's kind of funny that I get here and everybody's drinking Coke and everybody loves Coca-Cola. So that was kind of fitting for that. And then, so we've just been staying up late every night. You know, I'm kind of trying to get to bed, like, hey, let's go to bed. But everybody's just staying up till midnight, 1 a.m. And a whole bunch of us are packed into one house here, and a bunch of people are packed into one house there. So you really got to try hard to get the sleep that you need, because everybody's staying up late and real loud and having a good time. And then, you know, everybody's up early and everything like that. So, but anyway, you know, I hope that you enjoyed this video. Just, you know, besides the ministry updates or the soul winning updates that I'm going to be doing over the next few days, especially later today, once we can tally up a lot of the soul winning after church and Sunday soul winning, just wanted to make a quick video just, you know, just to let you get the feel for what it's like here, the culture and everything like that. And for those who live in Arizona, if you want to know what it looks like here outside in the neighborhoods and everything, it's pretty much identical to the small town soul winning marathons that we do in Arizona. Or like when we go on the Indian reservations in Arizona, it looks a lot like the Indian reservation. And it also reminds me a lot of being in Mexico, as far as the way the buildings are and the streets and the people and everything like that. So those are some things that I would compare it to. So anyway, keep updated with us on this YouTube channel, also on the Faithful Word Baptist Church Botswana Facebook page, where we're going to be live streaming the preaching, God willing. And also check out the website at fwbcbotswana.com. God bless you. Have a great day. And we just jogged right by, and people were just smiling and waving to us and totally cool about everything. And we get a little further down the road, just jogging down the road, and a guy just kind of pulled up to us in his car and just asked us, "Hey, you guys okay? Hey, everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And this is just a quick video to give some of my thoughts on Botswana. You know, I've been here for 2-3 days now, and this is my first time ever coming to the continent of Africa. And a lot of people are asking, you know, what things are like here. So I'm just going to explain some of the things that I've picked up over the last few days. First of all, I just want to say I love it here. This country is a great place. Everybody's been super nice, super friendly. Everywhere that we go, I haven't run into a single person yet that was rude to me or that, you know, was a pain in the neck in any way, shape, or form. I mean, everybody's been great. Everybody's really friendly here. The people are really receptive to the gospel. And, you know, I feel totally safe here. It doesn't seem to be a high crime type place whatsoever. In fact, me and a couple of the guys that are with us, we actually went running last night. And we were just, you know, kind of running through the streets just on a jog. And we ran by this bar. And, I mean, there were like several hundred people in the parking lot of this bar, across the street from this bar, at the bar, just all partying.